Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's talk about marketing a luxury home.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking to the luxury home seller and helping you, coaching you on ways to find the luxury home buyer.
That's an interesting process. It's a substantially different market from the average home in Eugene, Springfield area, or potentially the Willamette Valley.
And to round off, it's at about $800,000 in price or above. If you're looking at that being a possibility of the range your home would sell for, that's the conversation we're having.
Let me ask you a quick question. Buyers in that range, are they primarily cash or heavy on the mortgage? Is there a way of characterizing?
Nationally, they're at 35% cash. Often that influences an international buyer, and we don't have that same strength in this local market, but it is an influence.
Okay. What other characteristics would exist as you start to think in terms of marketing a property?
Well, in marketing a property, it's not all too different than working on other price points, but there are some key differentials. What you're looking to do is create an experience or a vision. For example, we're in the Northwest. If you have something up the river, you want to create the quintessential Northwestern experience. And if you go into this retreat, your blood pressure drops, your friends all want to go visit but not stay. Mm-hmm. It's an experience for them as well. And that's what you're trying to present as a realtor representing a luxury home.
That's an interesting concept. And I would guess that you could take almost any home and slant it in that direction. But the more money involved, the more the person would have a discretionary capacity to say, not unless it's exactly right for me or could be made exactly right for me.
More likely the former.
Okay.
That it's got to already be right for them.
Okay.
You have to anticipate and go right down to if you're oven clock isn't working in your kitchen. It needs to be in repair before going on the market. These folks are busy and possibly double income, and it's not likely they want to be a do-it-yourselfer or even fix it. So in this case, I spend a lot of time coaching on condition of the property, preparation for the sale, putting together the vision of why you bought the property so we can communicate that to the next buyer, and then visually displaying that in a very sophisticated way so people understand the opportunity on the internet before they get there.
Boy, that makes sense. Marcia, you are an absolute expert, and people should seek you out for this type of a situation.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Marcia
Absolutely.
Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, Real Estate Investment Broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.